Are you living more focused on yourself than Christ? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Anne Graham Lotz says, if the needle of our compass is set to point to ourselves or to our circumstances, we will get lost. Many Christians have lost their way. They've drifted off course and need to reorient their focus on the Lord. This economic downturn is a stark reminder that God is our provider, and He desires for us to glorify Him in how we steward our resources. An eternal perspective keeps our priorities in check. There was a rich young ruler who ran and knelt before Jesus, asking, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus, knowing his heart, responded, "Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." Disheartened, the young man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. So how would you respond? Our time here is temporary. We won't carry our earthly treasure with us. The things that we want and borrow money for will someday belong to someone else. That's why the needle of our compass must point toward God. When we live with an eternal perspective, we focus on the things of heaven, not of earth. God supplies a surplus of wealth to Christians to provide for the needs of others, not for self-indulgence. The Apostle Paul said, "You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God." So where's the needle of your compass pointing? Now, if you're in a crisis or simply need help or hope today, call the Crown Helpline. Speak to one of our staff. Share your fear and seek the next steps. Call 800-722-1976 or visit online at crown.org. That's crown.org.